Are you being affected by the worldwide economic crisis that so many are? Are you experiencing family tragedy? Have you recently experienced the death of a loved one? Are you having to move because of difficulties in finance or even in region? If you are, you're experiencing some of the sorrows that Mary Co-Redemptrix experienced during her life, and she has the remedy for how we're to deal with our sorrows today based on how she experienced and lived her sorrows in the past. Hello and welcome to MaryCast. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli, Professor of Theology and Mariology at the Franciscan University of Steubenville. Let me say something that may sound obvious to you, but I think it's important for us to keep in mind. Jesus and our Mother know of your sufferings right now. They are focused on your pain. In fact, Pope Benedict XVI made reference during February 11, 2008, World Day of the Sick message, that in some real sense, they're suffering with you in the sufferings of today. But the Mary Co-Redemptrix truth, the example, and even the solemn proclamation of her as Co-Redemptrix will help us to know as a church that we are also called to suffer, and we can suffer co-redemptively. That means we can have a share through our sufferings of saving other individuals. So, what kind of sufferings did Our Lady experience in her life? Well, first of all, she gives birth to a child who is eternally destined to die in the sense of a death which comes forward for the redemption of others. Yeah, indeed, the great medieval images of the Madonna and Child show that Mary's face already bears the weight of sorrow with it, where the child Jesus or the infant Jesus is joyful. That's because the mother knows that her child is born to die. And then that's confirmed by the prophecy of Simeon. A sword shall pierce through your own heart too. Why? Because you, mother, are the mother of the sign of contradiction, who will be the instrument of redemption for humanity. And then, of course, it continues to the climax of Calvary, where Our Lady suffers in a type of spiritual crucifixion, a white martyrdom, which is beyond the comparison of any red martyrdom in the history of our Catholic faith, except, of course, for the martyrdom of Jesus Christ himself for each one of us. And in that process of Mary being with Jesus, which is really what co-redemptrix means, she experiences humiliations, rejections, certainly as the chief scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees are all hailing insults to the word, to the truth, to the way and the life. That's also redounding on Mary. If you insult a child, you are insulting the mother of that child. And so Mary's experiencing every form of humiliation and rejection, which is, of course, climaxed at Calvary. Also remember that Mary must move. Mary must leave her homeland, and she has to go to pagan Egypt. Why? Because she's mother of the Redeemer. And as mother of the Redeemer, she will suffer what her son suffers on her own human, though immaculate, level. So it's hard to imagine a human suffering, at least in a generic way, that Mary did not experience. And that's really what the seven sorrows of Our Lady teach us, that what we suffer, she suffered first. And she suffered it in an even greater way because her suffering is entirely sinless. You know, most of us in our humanness have sins to atone for. Mary did not. Mary's suffering was entirely gratuitous in the order of offering it for the salvation of others. So, as we are experiencing perhaps unprecedented economic crisis, or family breakdown, or marital strife, or having children leave the faith, or any other number of elements from moral collapse to natural disaster, to even war and terrorism in places where there's an external peacelessness which is really manifesting the internal peacelessness of the heart that is so prevalent in so many places, the answer is that our suffering has a supernatural value. Our suffering is redemptive. And again, theologians distinguish between what is called objective redemption, which is the acquiring of the graces by Jesus and secondarily by Our Lady as the new Eve at Calvary, and subjective redemption, the application of those graces, superabundantly merited by Jesus at Calvary, but they have to get from the storehouse of grace to the human heart. So Mary Co-Redemptrix continues her work not only by her ongoing suffering as she sees her children in peril in so many ways, but also in mediating these graces, in distributing these graces. So we can truly say that her role as co-redemptrix continues as mediatrix of all graces, and also as advocate, insofar as she's interceding for the needs of humanity. But let's again go to the sufferings you're experiencing today. Why would John Paul II say that the sufferings you're experiencing right now can be the greatest means of union with Jesus? For the fundamental reason that two fruits come seemingly only out of suffering. Two fruits. Number one, we have a compassion that enters our heart that's not able to enter us through the mind alone. It's something we have to experience. If you talk to individuals who have truly suffered in their lives, they are the first to reach out to the people that are in need around them. They're the first to say, I know what that feels like. That's a horrendous feeling. I didn't think I could survive that. I thought I was going to have a breakdown, a heart attack. The weight on my shoulders was 500 pounds. I didn't think I could do that. But I did. I made it through because Jesus and Our Lady got me through this. And I know what you're experiencing. I know what it means to have lost a child. I know what it means to experience marital strife. I know what it means to have a child who's now an atheist. I know what it means, and still, with Jesus and Our Mother, it can be supernaturally redemptive. So first and foremost, suffering breaks the hard parts of each one of our hearts, and it melts us down to have hearts of compassion, mercy, and love. Secondly, suffering keeps us clinging to Jesus in ways that through our fallen human nature we just don't do otherwise. When you're saying in the middle of the day, Jesus, I need the graces of my vocation. I don't think I can get through this day. It's too heavy. It's too much for me. In one sense, we might feel like we're childlike by saying that. In another sense, we're clinging to Him, which is what He wants anyway. He wants us clinging to Him, not because of the need, but because of the union, the intimacy. He wants us thinking about Him all day. He wants us communicating all day. And sometimes when things are going well, we forget. We neglect. We don't have our minds on Jesus all the time. We're enjoying life. But when the cross comes at us and we have that burden, then we say, Jesus, 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 throughout the day. It's that cross that keeps us united to Jesus. And hopefully, when the cross is removed, we continue to say, Jesus, 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 throughout the day. We continue to unite every action of our mind and will to Him. No one like Mary Co-Redemptrix shows us that. And why Mary Co-Redemptrix? Because sometimes we can ad hominem Jesus. We can attack Jesus in the sense of say, well, but you're the God-man. I'm just human. Mary was human. She was the perfect human, but she was human. And not for a moment, through the greatest sufferings of any human being, did she ever turn away from her Jesus or turn away from the will of the Father. So yeah, we're called to a greater trust in Jesus, especially as we suffer today and perhaps more sufferings to come. But we can endure it because of the graces of Jesus and the model and the example of Mary Co-Redemptrix, let alone the fact that because Mary experienced these sufferings, she will be with us with a special maternal heart. My friends, the proclamation of Mary Co-Redemptrix has so many fruits, and one of the most powerful fruits is for you and me to know concretely in the sorrows of our lives, the seven sorrows that we live, that indeed grace is available, and indeed we can share in the sufferings so that we can be redeemed ourselves in sanctification and also help so many other people in the body of Christ by saying what Mary said, be it done unto me according to thy will, and to trust. This is Mark Miravalli saying, thanks for being with us at MaryCast. Trust in our Lord Jesus, trust in Mary Co-Redemptrix, and let's do our part to make up what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ for the sake of His body, which is the Church.